Welcome to the Trailhead, where trails start and stories unfold. Welcome to the show, everyone. Now here's JD.
Welcome to the Trailhead, biggest shit show in off-road podcasting. We're saving that for the live shows now. That's just what we're going to say. All right. How is everybody?
We are amazing.
Outstanding.
Wow, that's a lot of lying coming in after we just got done talking off air.
Hey, take it till you make it. On air and on the trail.
I'll give it to you, but it's Monday. We can still treat it like it's Monday. I mean, I feel like at least we're going to be doing this now, so that's something.
Actually, it makes Monday better.
I mean, it gives me something to look forward to. Like, I'm good for it.
It gives me a reason to stop working at a decent time.
Oh, I don't need a reason for that. I'll stop working for any reason. All right. Well, Pope Randy, how you guys doing?
Good. We only have one working week, and then we go to EGS, so I'm very excited.
Yeah. I put on my calendar for work that we were going to be out. I bet my boss didn't register until today that it's next week.
I love when people don't look at calendars they ask for.
Yeah, but it's cool. We're going to make it, no sweat, no problems.
It's that, awesome. It's that early year EJS.
It feels early this year. It's so
fast. Yeah. It's way too fast.
This is when you get hit broadsided by a snowstorm, and then it turns the whole week and just...
Oh, crazy. Yeah. It can be really cold. It can be really warm. It could be all kinds of things. It's EJS. It's the way it is. I love it. I'm ready.
It's early, so it could possibly be cold. It could even be snow. Since Randy and I are trying to drive a trailer down to Moab for the first time, I'm pretty sure it's going to snow.
Probably.
Just the way that you can plan Utah's snow by when Pope and Randy want to go wheeling down south.
I'm going to need you to put that on my calendar.
Yeah.
If you want to know when skiing is, when Pope and Randy are going to Sand Hollow, it's going to snow.
That's yep. Awesome.
And Jem is almost ready. She just has a little bit of buttoning up to do, and then she'll be ready. And I just am dying to go wheel her. She's so cool. The guys over at Impulse and Chance, he like killed it. It's so cool. I mean, I don't even know what I'm about to do.
It's really crazy how it's ended up.
Yeah, it's pretty and it's awesome. I'm really excited. So.
Yeah, the last finishing touches are still a surprise. Like if you saw it at the Off-Road Expo or you saw our videos of it, there's a little more coming. And
she's been there for three more weeks. Yeah, so
they did moto-built rock sliders that you've seen, but the rest of the bling is on its way.
Yeah, I'm really excited. We're almost there. I can finally see it. I actually still have no idea what one part's going to even look like. So,
yeah, Misfit is finally on the lift at America's Most Wanted 4x4.
I saw that, yeah.
It's exactly the time frame they told me, so don't get me wrong when I say finally.
It just feels like finally.
It just feels like it's forever because like I'm someone who likes to go wheeling every 2 weeks, and I've really been frustrated.
I feel that.
But yeah, so I'm excited though. I'm really happy. I can see light at the end of the tunnel. I'm not going to buy another Jeep in the short term to get me by. I'll make it. I
applaud your self-restraint, sir.
Just talk to me about Jeeps and Gladiators if you see me out and about, and I'll be it. Like it's getting me through it.
I get Pope the chauffeur again for EJS. Yeah, I'm really excited. He drives me to the hard stuff, and then so I can save my energy, you know.
And then I get the hell out of the car.
So he's gonna get some walking in.
Yeah, last time we went out there, each of these trips I lose about 5 pounds. I always gain it back later, but
ebb and flow of life. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So it's going to be a fun time. I'm excited to go down and see everybody again.
Yeah,
It's awesome.
Are any of you going to be, are you going, so what's your situation right now?
What is my situation?
What's your Jeep doing? How are you?
What an amazing question. I struggle to answer to this day. So as many of you know, we went to Vegas and what happened was, it was a trip. It was a trip.
Was it cheaper or more expensive than a Jeep trip? Well, actually, cheaper. It kind of technically was a Jeep trip, though.
It was a Jeep trip. I actually get to write off part of it. That's a whole other story for the conversation I had with Todd Taylor from Trails Off Road. But the ultimate issue was I got the Jeep back from the shop, and I had told them, like, hey, guys, it's pulling to the right a little bit when I'm getting up higher speed. It doesn't quite feel right, like the wheel's not doing what it should be doing. Got all this awesome steer smart stuff in it. This should be driving better than it was when I brought it home. So they looked at it. They found a loose bolt on a control arm, and then they called it good. And then the next day I went out and I got ABS and traction control codes. They took it back. They didn't find anything. They gave it a clean bill of health, and we went to Vegas, and on the way to Vegas, the ABS lights and traction control lights are coming on now and just staying on. And it's getting harder and harder to control the Jeep. Now we're in Vegas already. I'm past the point of no return. So we just enjoy the week. We went out on Saturday off-roading. When my battery starts disconnecting randomly during the day because the post isn't tight.
Oh, that might be causing your traction control problem too.
I thought so too. Unfortunately, it wasn't. I fixed that. Yeah, I know. But I did fix the battery problem that they left. So we get off the trail and I get back.
The shop you went to is not in Linden, is it?
Yeah, I'm not naming names today. I just don't. I'm past the point of frustration with the whole process. So we get it. On our way back. Yeah, we get on our way back from Las Vegas. We stop. I fix the battery issue at our hotel in Green River. By the way, shout out to the Green River, the River Rock Inn in Green River. It's an awesome little B&B. It's cheaper than all the other hotels, and it's better than all of them. But I get it fixed in the parking lot. We get on I-70 to come back the next day, and we hadn't taken I-70 there because of the weather. We took a southern route. And came back on I-70, and at this point, turns out my wheel bearing is just completely destroyed, and I'm basically just flopping around on my right wheel. And it was a terrifying 6 hours of driving, 7 hours of driving, and they fixed it, but I'm just there. I'm tired.
Yeah. It's like something else that they didn't see because it's hidden underneath the. All the other stuff, and it's hidden in the axle, so there's no way to see that.
Well, they took it off, right? As part of the axle, because they did all that axle work, and they had taken it off at least once. It had been taken off multiple times before. And I told them later, I'm like, I'm less upset about like the fact that it's damaged and broken and I need to pay for a new one, and more so about the fact that all the symptoms were there at the start, and it was missed. And it was terrifying. It was a terrifying drive, so... But it's good now. They got it fixed up. I've driven it a number of times, and it's very tight. It's nice to drive around. And so I might see, now we're on Monday. I got to get my head straight on what day of the week it is. I might try to head out this weekend. We had here at the house, we got 16 inches of snow last week. A lot of it's gone, but like Pikes Peak got 4 feet in places, 4 to 5 feet up top. So it's going to be a good thaw.
Nice.
And then, but I'll get out. I'll find something. Fergie, JKU, the guy, Craig that was on here has been asking to go out, and I need to meet him. Cause I need to meet him. I need to meet Josh. Like there's a whole bunch of people I need to meet. So we'll start making that happen in the spring.
That's cool.
All right. But enough about me. Let's go to Alyssa. Cause I feel like we haven't talked to Alyssa in forever. And I know Randy has missed Alyssa.
Oh, so
how you doing?
I'm good. I just got back from Moab on Friday again. Oh, so it was so good. Fun. Yeah, it was fun. This time we did, I don't know, from Saturday to Thursday trails. So cool. Trails every day.
So fun. What? What's the weather like down there right now?
Oh man! So in like wait here in Phoenix?
No, in Moab.
Okay.
What was the weather?
The day I left, it was snowing. On Wednesday, we tried doing Top of the World Trail, and we didn't. I think we just got a few miles into it, and as we climbed in elevation, it just like turned into a whiteout.
Oh no!
Yeah, that's not like a good place to be in a whiteout.
No. We got up to the first obstacle, and there were two or three Jeeps in front of us with like on 40s and like suspension and everything. And they tried, and they were like, "We can't get up." And we were like, "Okay, we're out." And they turned around, and we all just turned around. Wednesday it was snowing up there. Thursday, it was like the Saul Mountain is snowy, and there was a lot of like clouds and rain and stuff going through. We got rain on a few times. But then when I was leaving, which is going like southeast, it was snowing like pretty bad. Monticello was covered. It was like when I drove through the town, maybe like a foot or two of snow just like dumped in that town.
Wow.
But that's south of Moab, so you wouldn't be passing through there.
No, but that, yeah, we dipped low around Colorado Springs in order to kind of avoid the high mountain pass in Vail, because we'd gotten stuck in Vail overnight before, and I didn't want to do that again. Mm. It is an expensive mountain town with crappy beds.
So when you were in Moab, were you camping too, or were you just doing moderate trails?
Yeah, we were camping too.
I don't mean that in a rude way. I'm just because like Top of the World is a tough trail, and if it's snowing, it's 90,000 times harder.
Oh yeah, yeah. We just turned around. No, we did true overlanding.
Fun.
We did a trail every day, and we camped every night. And each night the camp spot changed.
Fun.
The last couple nights we did claim like a spot over. I don't remember the area, but like kind of by Canyonlands. Because there were six of us vehicles, eight of us people.
Cool.
Yeah. So trail.
Camp, oh, that sounds camp, really fun. Camp. That sounds really fun.
Yeah.
So you have a functioning vehicle. Everything's good with it. We've had no major issues. Headlights are good.
Oh yes. Headlights. Thank goodness are finally good. That's such a pain. I got real good at like changing those out. I only broke one bracket, so I fixed that. And I can change out my headlights in 2.5 hours now. I'm very proud of that.
Perfect. That still is a massive amount of time for
headlights. Yeah. And I still think I get every clip back in, and then I still have like one left over. I'm like, I don't know where you belong. I'm sorry. But that's good. The engine's a lot better now. And I got an alignment, so that's better. Yeah, I have a nice big scrape on my rear bumper and a huge dent in my skid plate that I need to flatten out this week, and that's it. So we're good.
How hard did you hit?
Hard enough that it's the skid that covers my exhaust pipe. Hard enough that it's touching my exhaust pipe. So when I drive, I sound like a growling monster, and it's so terrible. So it just needs to.
I'd be driving under underpasses going.
Yeah. Hope we just leave it. He's like, no, that's not working as designed.
So what I hear is Alyssa's ready to buy another rig, and JD's ready to be done for his rest of his life at this point.
Man, I don't know. I still love my Jeep. It's just.
I mean, those new 2024 Tacomas just got released, so.
They're so pretty.
They're real pretty.
I followed one home from Wendover yesterday. It was. I was driving hologram.
Wait. Tacoma was in front of me. Followed one home. Do we need to talk about this?
Well, I drove to Wendover, and on the way back, with the speed limit's 80. We were both going 85, and he was perfect speed to stay behind. So
who were you behind?
An orange Tacoma that looked like a grown up version of my name.
Highway now, yeah. Okay.
Right now.
That that truck was everywhere I was. I swear to God, I ran into it like at the place I went.
At the place I went. Wow, that was a good save, sir. That was a good save.
I think Randy's gonna have a lot of questions after this.
I ran into it at Maverick.
And Maverick.
I ran
get to the new Buc-ee's in Colorado.
Then it was in front
I'm
of me.
I'm having this time. Vision of like Chevy Chase's vacation and he's like going next to it and it's like some hot chick and he's
I'm driving hologram on 37s. Hey, what's up?
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Well, I'm glad you have a functioning vehicle. Pope, real quick, Randy, so well, we did go over your vehicle count. Never mind. I apologize.
Yep. We have Ryan, one working Jeep.
We have one.
One working.
If
truck.
You want the number, it's one.
Yep.
But, yeah. We really. By the time we get the graphics package together, we're all going to be back out on the trail. So.
And we had one comment on here that it's so Brian Beatrice JKU said that you can just go with him so that you don't have to listen to me complain.
Oh, that works too.
Oh, that would be fun.
So you can go jump in with him.
Hmm.
So, well, just saying.
Oh, yep, Brian, only if he brings Nelly.
Pope and Randy, you have one more Jeep than I got right now.
Oh, what's going on with your world, Ryan?
Actually, my coilovers are laying right here on the floor. So we finally got those yanked off.
Got to be careful with your phrasing, man.
Yeah, yeah, yanked off.
That's probably what it took to get them off. Much rougher than that thing.
If you do what you have to do to your Jeep to sweet talk it, I just don't want to be involved.
Getting those parts off, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Sometimes it's just you gotta make it happen. When you're in a bind,
sometimes you have to beat them off.
You gotta work it. You gotta work it.
You gotta get them lubed up and then get them out. Yep.
Two jokes beyond what I was allowed to do.
Yes.
Pull those off. I'm going to take those down to Atlanta here this week. Actually told everybody at work I will not be here Wednesday because it needs to happen. So, yeah, sitting on jack stands and blocks right now. And it's got nothing underneath it. But
it's natural habitat.
Yep. It's going to sit. But then hopefully I got some buddies out here that are getting some rigs built. One out at Ruber Trucks. He's getting his YJ put together, and I think we're going to plan a trip here to Winter Rock and tear that place up for a few days and see what happens.
Fun.
Nice.
Yeah, it'll be a good adventure. I'm finally excited to see what this thing feels with shocks that actually function. Because over the last like 2 months, it's you can see the front end just kind of slowly sink, and it's not pretty.
No, and you don't really feel when it fails kind of slow like that. You don't always notice it, you know, how bad it's gotten when it's gotten really bad.
But you hit a I was gonna say you hit a washboard road out here. You know, real quick. It is gone.
Well, see, and I don't know how I'm gonna feel not having two bent shocks that are like. I'm really excited. I want to know what that feels like. It's gonna be great to have coilovers that work.
Yeah, really.
I mean, yeah. When I got my Jeep back, it was nice. It feels like it should. Like it feels like it hasn't in a really long time. So yeah, despite the issues, yeah, it feels great.
We took our Jeep to a shakedown that our shop was doing for EJS, and nice. I'm like the steering feels funky, and they've tightened him up, and we ripped off the rear sway bar, got him back on the road, and he's like amazing smooth. Randy hasn't had a chance to drive it to work yet.
I drove it all over town.
Oh, you drove it all over today. I still think I want to add a little more low speed compression to those Fox shocks on the, to kind of smooth out the little tiny bumps on the highway. Cause you've got this Bangor highway out here is just a freaking terrible road.
which ones do you have on those?
So on our two door, we have Fox 3.0 with adjustable ones. It's overkill. But what I said when So I got Death Wobble one day, and then I'm like, screw this. I'm buying the most expensive shocks I can find. We're never buying them ever again.
You know, I don't think that you should say on air that your answer to every problem is to just throw gobs of money at it, because people are going to be getting a hold of you and be like, hey, Pope, I heard you had a little bit of shimmy when you did this.
Yeah, it's no, he needs to shut up.
I know. My shop loves it when I tell them the problems I'm having. They're like, oh, yeah. You need to fix this. That's what I'm trying to do with that Jeep right now, is
just trying to make sure it doesn't have to be the most expensive.
No, it doesn't really have to be the best one we can do. It needs to be the nicest one we can do. I might have gone a little overboard with that, but I don't have Death Wobble now.
Until tomorrow.
I wheeled it this weekend and it survived. I mean, I was wheeling not to break it. There's a difference when I wheel Misfit versus when I wheel Hologram. When I wheel Misfit, I'm like, I'm just going to tighten bolts tomorrow. We'll be out on the trail again. It'll be fine. I'll get it home somehow. This one is her commuter, and it's not fun when it's not good to drive.
I haven't let him for a really long time, but he's been itching so bad that I'm like, you know what? Like, just go. I can't stand it.
I wanted to say something, but I didn't want to jinx it. Like, I didn't want to. No, when he posted that he was taking it out, I just didn't want to jinx that. You like, don't do anything stupid, but I just didn't want to say it out loud.
He didn't do the big obstacles and stuff. He kept his word, and he didn't do Wayne's World, which is.
I did all the hard lines, but I didn't do the hard obstacles. So like the trail I did for myself was probably a level 6 or 7. But if you do the hard obstacles on that trail, it easily goes to 9 and 10. It's Wayne's World is just one of these obstacles that it'll either let you do it or won't let you do it. It puts you where it wants you on that obstacle. And if that isn't a good spot for you, then tough. It's just the way.
Well, it's just one of those ones. Well, the last time I put it on, I was the one who put it on Wayne's the last time we did it, because I just had to try. And he hadn't been the same ever since. We just needed to
we were out there with the, I was out there twice. I actually ran the trail twice.
I know.
I ran it with our Dirty Adventure crew in the morning, and then I ran it in the afternoon with the guys from my shop, because they invited me to come out. And I'm like, dude, that's really rad. I want to go with those guys. I'm
proud of you for not like doing Wayne's after showing up to it twice.
I know. I drove to it twice. And we were there with a buggy on 50s, and he finally bashed his thing up, that thing, and got up it. And he's like, oh, I'm sure you can take that little Jeep up that. I'm like, I know we can, but when it last time it was this wet, we had to beat the crap out of it to get it up. And I'm not really willing to do that this time.
Yeah, all of the snow was melting and running down it.
Yeah, it's wet and muddy. Anyway. Even an XJ couldn't get up it. And normally that XJ of Dirty Desert Fox gets up it every time, no matter what. It was the first time he hasn't gotten up it, actually. So,
yes, Brian, he does get cranky if he doesn't get to go wheeling.
I do, man. I get really cranky.
Brian said, slick rock
when it gets wet.
I don't think that's really.
Well, this is more like polished marble, this obstacle is. This is up in northern Utah.
Yeah, it's granite, but it's polished. It is like literally you can go out any Sunday and you can just sit there and watch people break their crap.
Yeah, there was like a crowd of like 30 people trying to watch our group try to make stuff up that.
It's just one of those places that's constantly going, so it's just polished, and it's like, but it's fun. It's really fun. Anyway.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's awesome. All right. Well, I'm glad that we all have at least some semblance of vehicles, with the exception of Ryan. I'm sorry, Ryan, you're now the odd man out. But to be fair to all of us, most of us have been without a vehicle for a period of time in the last 6 months. So
yeah, I was going to say earlier, I think we've all been to the point where we've all said, I'm done, I'm selling it, we're finished.
Yeah. And then we go multiple times a day, November 14th for me, man. Day after I rolled, I was contemplating, let's just sell all the parts off it and start over.
And of course, I always had that time when I'm like, oh, I can do this DIY project. It'll take me an hour. 3 days later, I'm done. It's over.
All DIY projects.
It's 8 bolts for us.
If anything is 8 bolts, that means it's going to take 3 days. And so we've kind of like
sworn off. 8 bolts is always, he always talks me into it. It's just 8 bolts.
Guess how many bolts of bumper is on a Jeep? It's 8 bolts.
I think you guys just made your first branded t-shirt. There you go.
I got to catch myself every time I say, all I have to do is 4.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like you saw, I don't know if y'all saw my reel about do you change your own oil, but that's like a lot of the stuff that we don't do on our Jeeps that other people do is because I'm the first person to get a wrench and I'm going to throw it. And so it's not fun for me. I don't enjoy that part of it. I know a lot of you do, but I hate it.
We do projects every once in a while to remember why we don't.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yes, go do like,
there it is.
Let's do a project together to see if we have fun with it. And it's like, oh yeah, that's why we don't do this.
That's why I hate this, because it takes five times longer than everybody told to me, and then my hands hurt and my back hurts.
If it says 45 minutes, it's going to take us 4 days.
345.
My oil hasn't been changed in the last probably month or two that it should have been, because I know I got to replace the upper oil seal, and it's like, you know, I know something's going to go wrong. So it's just that procrastination.
Anytime you start screwing with the oil seals on the JKs. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, awesome.
We always like have fun taking the show and making it about us again. Sorry about that.
No, I think that's the whole point of the show, is to make it about us, because apparently, and again, this surprises and confounds me every time I think about it, people actually give a shit. And so here we are having a good time just talking about what's going on.
Speaking of, you said we got a voicemail.
We got a voicemail. So yeah, let's go. We'll play that real quick. Because it won't answer.
Randy's playing director over here today.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's good. I'm glad you reminded me, because I got all this prepped. I tried to get here, let's see if this works now.
Hey, this is Nathan from Pittsburgh, aka Mudhorn Gladiator on Instagram. Listening to the most recent episode of the show, y'all were talking about an event that just happened with two more coming up in Texas and Pennsylvania. Interested in the Pennsylvania one, but after listening to the beginning of the podcast there twice, couldn't seem to pick up the information and the name of that event. So just curious what that is so I could look into it. Love the podcast, so keep up the great work, guys. Thank you.
There you go. Thank you, Nathan.
Remember what we talked about before, like 10 minutes ago.
Jason was talking about what run did he just do with
it's the Apex chassis runs.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I hit up Nathan just like an hour ago, and I shot him a message and to let him know what we got his message. So thank you very much, man. You're officially our first voicemail. I haven't sent your stickers out yet, so I'm gonna include a poster that I got for you. So cool. Thank you very much.
Did you send him the information on the question he had?
Yeah, no. I don't have the links from it. I never got the links from Jason, but I know it's the Apex chassis event. So later tonight I was gonna do some more looking and digging for it. I just had to get this ready to go. Yeah. So thank you very much, Nathan. We really appreciate it though. So yeah, Matt, if you leave us a voicemail message, we'll play it. I'd love to do that more. Leave questions, angry messages. Try to keep the swearing to at least a low rumble.
Like,
you know, more than we do.
R rated is probably okay.
R rated is pretty good. Yeah, we really, really the NC-17, like, we gotta avoid.
Yeah, like, don't be Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
We'd probably be like Chris Rock.
We still have people that we like, that we would like to have them come back someday. So, all right, yeah, cool. Speaking of, so Pope and Randy were with me for the Ardenmore. We sat down with her. I'm almost done editing that episode. That was a lot of fun. Arden's a pet safety expert, and we went over some stuff about like how to make a sling out of an IKEA bag, like really simple stuff that you wouldn't think of necessarily, and just geared towards animals and some safety tips and stuff. So
I thought it was cool.
It was really cool. A great episode.
I want to try to play it. Let me see if this clip will work.
Yeah, if you are watching this one and you haven't watched that one, or if you're in the past and we're in the future.
Yeah, well, this will air in the head, and the intro music and all that kind of stuff. Different people do it.
Well, the thing about dogs is no matter whether they have are hairless or they have double coats or whatever, their skin is different than ours because we have skin pores all over our body. So when I moved to Texas, oh my gosh, from California, it was like, I was like, I'm not a perspirer. I sweat. Unfortunately, dogs don't sweat like we do. the way they try to cool down a hot body is they pant and they're trying to draw in cooler air to their body. But look at their paw pads, everybody, because they're getting wet. They sweat through their paw pads. Putting a cooling bandana on a dog doesn't work. Putting a cooling mat in your Jeep to the trail where they can sit on it does have some effectiveness. But the rules of thumb is pay attention to your dog and stop everything before they start, you know, staggering, drooling. I mean, they might even vomit. And you know you're in trouble. Flip that lip. It is bright red. That is a dog in going into heat stroke. And I don't want to scare everybody, but I do want people to know on a 77 degree day, the temperature on an asphalt or concrete, if you put your hand on it, is actually 125 degrees. If you have a dog in a stationary position on a short lead and they can't move out of that spot, they can get second degree burns on their paw pads in 2 minutes.
Well, and I also like that she said to dip their paws in water. Like instead of like dumping it down the back of them, dipping their paws in it
to cool them down rather than just getting them soaking wet.
Yep. I like that.
It was a great episode. We really loved having her on. It was fun because she has her own podcast. So it was kind of a cool little animal expert crosses over into the off-road world. It was nice.
Yeah, I think she was really tickled to meet us. Like, I think she was kind of surprised when we reached out. And we just have a lot of pet lovers in these groups, and I feel like it's a topic that doesn't get enough discussion.
Right, and we didn't get into like pets on trails and stuff like that. That's not really what she does precisely. Right. We can have an episode where we spitball that and see what we all have to say about it. But in general, like most people understand, if your dog is trained to be around them and they're staying out of the way, then it's fine. If they need to be on a leash and they're getting in the way, get them on a leash or put them inside your car.
But don't boil them to death. Yeah, and I also liked that she was all about the first aid stuff. I want to take her class. She has like an online class where you can go on, mm-hmm. and she teaches you pet CPR and all kinds of cool stuff. Yeah. And different tricks. I want to do the class for sure.
Yeah, so we haven't had any bad luck yet, so hopefully it doesn't. But if it does, it'd be nice to have some of that knowledge from someone who's an expert in it.
Yeah. When we were talking to her, she had mentioned that she does do group training things on location. And I told him, like, it'd be really interesting to kind of set something like this up in Moab for people that want to do, you know, some pet safety training and stuff. Like, she had good stuff. Like, we talked about making splints. Like, we talked about a little bit of everything. So that show will air 2 weeks from today, roughly. So, yeah, it was good. It was a really great discussion. I want to have her back at some point once that first episode airs and gives our audience kind of a chance to ask some more questions, because I have a feeling there's stuff that we didn't think of. So, yeah, it's good, though. It was good. Really enjoyed it.
Oh, I think she could talk forever and you would learn something. She was just so intelligent and knew, like, so many things. She was really fun and funny.
Yeah. She's one of those people that she catches you off guard by how engaging she is when you start mm-hmm. talking to her. And all of a sudden you just.
I was going to say, I was caught off guard by the fact that she's a mixologist too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I was like,
whoa, she should come on our Monday Night Live show and drink with us and talk about
I don't
about
know if she's
safety.
Ready for that. She seems so, she's so nice. I don't really want to damage
her.
She
seems so unassuming. Like, we wouldn't want getting her on here and having her get drunk and swearing and saying the F word. And, you know.
She probably,
I think she's got a brand to protect too, right?
She probably has a brand to protect, but
that's awesome.
I don't.
No,
I'm the Pope and I'm unapologetically me.
This is the brand.
This is the brand. Goddamn it.
You want to do the news story we got? Did you check that out? That
I did. Over? It was pretty good. Right, I like this story.
I got your intro. Feeling excited about this working now.
Time for the Pope to read the news. Wait, we got the fucking Pope? Sorry, trailheads. I'm now told it's just a guy named Pope reading the news.
Yeah, read your fucking news.
See, that's we do that so we get the F-bomb out of the way, and then it doesn't feel so bad for the rest of us throughout the rest of the show.
So now we've got our rated R rating. We're ready to go, right?
Yep, we got our explicit tag.
All right. That's how you know the good stuff, by the way. That's how I always chose my albums, if they had the explicit parental advisory, explicit lyrics comment.
I think our audience knows what they're tuning into. Yeah, I think they know who we are by this point.
Dude, maybe we should add that logo to the Trailhead podcast logo.
I'm here for it.
Okay, all that's right. Funny. All right, here's what we got coming on in our news. A Canadian tourist illegally off-roading in Hawaii found himself in a dire situation after driving off a 60-foot cliff.
Sorry, it's not funny, but it's funny.
Oh, shit. Was that on Onyx?
Oh, damn.
I didn't mean it as a diss, but, like, you know, in San Olo, that could easily be in Onyx.
I mean, yeah, no, this was Hawaii, I think.
Hawaii. Yeah, the rented Jeep he was in crashed upside down, but incredibly, he managed to escape and fight his way back to shore against strong currents. Rescued and treated for minor injuries, this incident highlights the perilous consequences of ignoring safety and local laws in search of a thrill. Yeah.
Like, he's lucky to be alive, man.
Yeah, he is lucky to be alive.
I was reading the story, and apparently his driver's side was pinned. And then once he was able to, he managed to get himself out of the passenger side window, and then he dropped 60 feet into the water.
What is that, a Grand? Is that a Grand Cherokee?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're not talking a Wrangler here.
Oh.
Yeah.
But to be fair, you don't really need a Wrangler on most parts of Hawaii, because it's mostly like off-road tourists. But he was in an area he wasn't supposed to be. Like, there's all kinds of ungood here. They got it up, though.
Randy wants to get studio back open. Oh, I'm missing pictures.
Oh,
I should have had studio back open.
He's not even how.
Wow. Okay.
Do they say how he got close to the edge? Like, was he following a trail that wasn't a trail, or was he just doing his thing?
There's all kinds.
Yeah, because the trail in the background is very far. The fact that he's
right by the edge tells me he was probably trying to take a picture as close to the edge as he could get.
I could see that too.
And he went too far, because if he was trying to drive off of it, it would be out like a little bit further. That's from Pope, the forensics expert.
Well, and I also wonder, so you see this red truck up here? I wonder if that's like the actual trail, and he came down over that. Oh. Like, that's instead of it being the trail here.
Okay, I can totally. He could totally have rolled the same way I rolled my Jeep.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, let's bring it home. Yeah, let's bring it around. Yeah, let's bring it full circle.
Let's bring it back to Pope again.
Let's bring it back.
I'm so self-centered. I can't.
Oh, it's amazing. I wouldn't have it any other way. But yeah, this guy's lucky to be alive. So a couple of things, folks. Don't just follow your GPS blindly. Don't listen to the cat. The cat doesn't know what he's talking about.
Hi, Aries.
Yes.
She's rubbing that picture of my Jeep to remind everybody, all the other animals, that's hers.
That sounds about right. All right, let me make sure I don't hit the wrong button and stop the show. Okay, cool.
Oh, I can turn off the fucking news here. Hold on a second.
You can. I mean, you can leave it on. It's up to you. It depends on what your brand to be.
Being in the towing industry for years, it's dumbfounding where people find themselves. Insane about how people get themselves where they are.
What could have easily happened right there is just not paying attention to where the road was, and they fell, got one tire over, and that was too late by that point. Yeah.
That's usually what happens in those situations.
Yeah.
And then
it doesn't look like they were like being a stunt driver or an influencer or anything like that.
I don't feel like you can be a stunt driver in a Grand Cherokee, even if you want to be.
Have you seen the freaking Grand Cherokee SRT? That thing goes super fast. 1,000 horsepower. The Trackhawk.
Yeah, but it's still got 3.5 inches of clearance, and I can't deal with it.
I know. That's why it's fast. Not a climber.
But it's not an off-road vehicle. Yeah.
I know. And it's funny, because I was telling Randy, I'm like, dude, I want to get one of these with a Hellcat in it. And she's like, but it's a Grand Cherokee. It's a mom car. But it goes like 150.
Yeah, I mean, there is that.
Still fast to Costco. Yeah. Still fast.
But I will get to Costco before everyone else.
Well, you got to, otherwise the parking lot's always full. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I don't think you have an idiot to try to drift a Grand Cherokee one time before you find yourself over a ledge like that. So,
are we speaking from personal experience, Ryan?
No.
Okay, just checking. Are you saying no for legal reasons?
Okay, so the Grand Cherokee, I wasn't in the Grand Cherokee, but it was behind me.
Qualifiers. All right. All the lawyers out in there got that?
I didn't see headlights go vertical, and then they went horizontal. And then I was like, oh, he's good. And then I heard screaming over the radio, and yeah, it's not good.
I want to know how headlights going horizontal is ever. Okay, everybody's good.
Well, they didn't. I mean, back to where they started.
That's what it should.
We're on the other side of each other. So, yeah.
That's amazing. Was the craziest pickup you ever had, the hook job you ever had?
We had to pull, and God knows if my buddy's listening, he's going to tell me I'm wrong. One, like,
please tell us he's wrong at 719-408-0132.
It's like 300 feet. He was going from Gunnison to Montrose, and he missed a corner entirely. Rode the tree line all the way down to the bottom. And, whoa. I mean, there was 3-4 feet tops of trees underneath his car. And
how long did he have traction on the top of the trees?
All the way down.
Wow.
All in the bottom of the canyon and pulled him out. He lived.
Dang.
That's crazy.
Did his Jeep get stuck in the tree or did he eventually
sadly, I remember it was a little red car.
Oh.
He just missed the corner. You get in that canyon of Gunnison Valley and Blue Mesa Canyon, it gets really tight. He just missed a corner and
wow.
Off he went.
Dang. Like, his trees broke his fall. That's good.
Yeah.
It's the only way he would have survived.
Oh.
Wow.
He climbed out and got a ride back to town.
I would have called.
Should have bought a lottery ticket.
Triple A, come get my car out of these trees.
Man, that's a whole thing. So that episode aired today with Colorado 4x4 Rescue and Recovery, too. So I know I was the only one on for that one. You guys check that one out because that was pretty good. We talked about all that stuff.
Their posts are insane. If you don't follow them on anything, do it because they get themselves. Yeah. They find some people in some pretty hairy spots.
It's real easy, especially this time of year, to get yourself into it. So the one thing and the one reminder I'll take away from that episode, and I will remind everybody right now, is wait. Unless you're prepared to snow wheel with enough people and to get yourself out should you break something, just stay home. You got another month or two before the snow starts to melt in some places and you can get out and have fun without breaking all your shit and making everybody get out of bed to help you.
Now then you're going to wait. It's going to be mud season. You're going to slide off the road anyway. So
fair enough. We don't really have mud season in Colorado though. Yeah. We get like 2 days of it. So, all right. And of course I just spilled beer in my stuff. Good job. All right.
What are you doing, Cap? Man.
So let's see here. What else do we have? We went through the news. Let's see here. We went through Pope being the fucking Pope. Swag Pack.
You can use theme song for the voicemails, like a Blues Clues theme song. You know,
see, like it's already smart theme song.
Oh, I like it. Yes. All right.
I was feeling it down. The voicemail. This is what happens when you have 3 kids under the age of 10. So.
And three drinks before we get on the air?
Yes, that happens.
I'm trying to catch up to you, Ryan. We're almost one down.
We're making a valiant effort. I know I'm working on it.
No, I have to work tomorrow.
We all have to, apparently. Allegedly. So I had last night I talked with Todd from Trails Off Road. We have a lot of interview shows that are going to be airing in the next few weeks. And one of the things we were talking about was folks that have the Trails Off Road app. If you leave a review on their app and send me a screenshot along with your review, I will give you 2 entries into the 50 giveaway for the Switch panel and the t-shirts and whatever swag we get in there for our first 50 reviews. So you can get more information about that at thetrailheadnetwork.com. And I'll shout the number out one more time, 719-408-0132. Leave us a message. We'll play it on the air. We'll try to give you the fancy treatment with the lights and the glowing orb and stuff. So you guys, Pope and Randy, you guys are going to EJS.
Yes.
I think you are it. I know.
Seems like it, yeah.
I know Jason had mentioned he might. I don't think that's happening. And I didn't have enough prep time at all. Like, I just feel like I just got it back. So,
and Moab, to my knowledge, doesn't have a Toyota Safari.
Oh,
they have a Bronco Safari.
They do have a Bronco Safari, but then there's off-road safaris.
Do they have like a Toyota thing, what? Melissa? Do they have like a big Toyota fest other than, like, the sales event?
Is it Toyota-thon?
Like specifically in Moab or
anywhere, like, yeah, frankly, well, yeah.
Even anywhere. But like, one of the things is EJS is in Moab, Bronco Safari's in Moab. Mm-hmm. So we were wondering if they have like a Toyota off-road event.
A Toyota-thon, I like that.
Toyota-thon.
I mean, turn into the nostalgia.
Yeah. I'm sure there's something, but not as big as EJS is. There's a, what's it called? A dealership in Havasu that is trying to do something like that. And every, did I go February, like first weekend of February? They want to like host like a big like Toyota meetup. So this was just their second year doing it, but people from like California and Utah, we had a group from Washington that drove out. So
that's cool.
I think that's like the most recent thing I did. I can't think of like a Toyota.
There's
thing.
A Toyota sure Fest in Long Beach.
Oh.
But they were also talking like these are not Toyota trucks. It's not an off-road event.
I mean, Jeep Beach isn't really an off-road event either. You know, it's
fair enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm not exactly. trying to be rude. It's factual.
It's not. It's just a beach event, and you happen to be driving a Jeep on it.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's just fun, right?
It's just fun. That's why you go.
Oh yeah, it's all about it.
Southeastern Four-Wheel Drive Association does several Toyota events around here in the Southeast, so, and up the East Coast. So for anybody that's on the west side of Kansas. But yeah, I know they do several events.
We've been to Bronco Jeep Safari twice. Bronco Jeep Safari. Bronco Jeep. Bronco Safari.
Really?
Not on purpose.
Yeah.
We show up and then we're like, wow, it's so quiet in Moab. And they're like, oh, it's Bronco Jeep Safari. And I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
We call it Bronco Jeep Safari.
Oh, wow, that was the most sideways shade I've seen in days at this point.
Randy's throwing shade. Have you ever seen such a thing?
That was beautiful, though. Like, it was really well done.
To ourselves.
It really was creative. It was like,
what was the phone number for that?
Damn, 719-408-0132. For all of you Toyota fans that would like to tell Randy how wrong she is about how Toyotas are terrible.
Bronco fans.
Toyotas, it's Broncos, that's Ford.
So,
well, this is smart. She went to Moab 2 weeks before Easter Jeep Safari, so she got it running out of the way.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people going to San Paulo for EJS.
Oh, what if we organized Toyota-thon in Moab?
You could start one.
It's an off-road event called Toyota-thon.
Yeah.
Dude, it'd be rad.
Why don't we just do let's do a Toyota-thon in the San Rafael Swell the same weekend that they do EJS. And then that way we're all close but nearby, but we're not occupying the same space.
That might be fun too. The San Rafael Swell is a great wheeling place.
Yeah, the Swell is amazing. Which is a quick reminder for the Swell, there is a travel management plan you can comment on and go check out the Blue Ribbon Coalition's website of it. But
Toyota-thon coming to a place near you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I think you should do it.
Hosted by Pope.
Hosted by Pope.
Yep. Hosted by Pope and his gladiators.
By the fucking Pope. Yes, exactly.
That'd be very bad news, but I think you might have to pick another name.
Yeah. The not Toyota thing.
It's like you don't want to pay up the lawsuit.
Oh, I thought you were saying I was going to have to call myself something else. I was going to have to rename myself.
No, the pod's already taken. Trademark.
Yeah, that's a trade. We're running into trademark issues. Like nobody cares about who we are now, but they will down the road. Hopefully, they do down the road.
Toyota, call Pope at Jim and the Misfits.
There you go, man. So here's the thing, Toyota, Pope is offering like this idea to you. So just embrace it.
Just do it. All right. There's a swoosh that goes with that slogan. Just do it.
Just do it.
Oh my gosh, this is still everybody's.
But you can't use that either. We just talked about this, Pope. God damn it.
No, nothing. He's like, I'm just going to steal every other slogan and slash them together and see if I get sued.
Yeah,
it'll give you sponsored.
I'll just point them at the Trailhead Podcast LLC that has -$40.
Yeah, you be quiet. I haven't finished putting the LLC together yet, so we're still very liable.
I'm still very liable. By the way, I wanted to point attention to your shirt or your flag in the background. The shit show flag. I don't know if you've shown that on the air yet.
I have not. Did I show that to you guys? Because I got it.
I haven't seen it, and I think this is the first time I've noticed. Did you make t-shirts of that by chance?
No, I can try. I'm sure I can find the graphic because it's a Temu purchase, and since they steal everything anyway, I'm sure that graphic is out there. We'll make a t-shirt. I want to make a t-shirt out of it.
Oh, I can make a. I mean, we can. I could rip off someone else's logo and make.
Yeah, you're so good at that.
We don't have to. I pay for stuff so we don't have to do that. Yeah, exactly. It's part of the reason why this is a losing business proposition for me, because I'm paying for stuff.
Just call me Conrad Thompson. I'm stealing everybody's stuff. If you know who Conrad Thompson is, hit me up. He's a wrestling podcaster.
Okay, nah, this is not who I was thinking it was. Then.
We don't cross all right, over. Cool. Sorry.
It's okay. You know, we should. I should have known it. So EJS, if you're not familiar, and I can't imagine that anybody isn't, 9 or 10 days, and it's all over southeastern Utah, so especially Moab, and it's a lot of trail rides, vendor shows. I don't think it's as crazy as Winter 4x4, is it?
It's the craziest.
You think so? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the biggest event of all of them that we would.
Trail Hero is way crazier.
Well, Trail Hero is all kind of isolated in one spot.
It's true. Though. Yeah.
Where Moab, when you go to these Moab events, it's spread across multiple counties from everywhere from the San Rafael Swell, you know, all the way to Colorado. There could
it's
be something
stupid.
You might do.
It's still like way too many people.
Yeah. Still way too many people.
But we get to see, because there's way too many people, we get to see all of our favorite people. So that's the exciting part as we get.
Literally, my favorite thing is blinging out Misfit and putting on the green whips and the green rock lights and driving him down Moab back and forth over and over again.
And he doesn't get to do it again this year, so.
I don't get to do it this year.
Misfit and EJS.
Misfit's not going to EJS again, or at least not getting out of it alive.
I have a commitment to you, Pope. Since I have not been to EJS, I will have my shit together next year, and we will go do our stupid lights down Moab.
Yeah. And I want to do that down the Vegas Strip, too. I was really jealous that you got to drive your Jeep down the Vegas Strip.
Yeah, and I need somebody that's willing to get out of the car and take questionably legal video of me driving through intersections and along the Strip.
I mean,
and,
Jeeps
I just
still
didn't
have
a person that was willing to do
so
that.
So you could, like, have a passenger stand up and do
I did
that
a lot of that, yeah. I just needed some outside shots, and they really frown on doing a drone down Las Vegas Boulevard.
They do.
So,
they apparently frown on you driving your car while you're standing out of it, too. They're not really a big fan of that.
Yeah. Luckily, if you do that on, like, a Tuesday, though, they kind of leave you alone. Just a tip from Uncle John.
No. You should next time get someone to do rollers.
Yeah, do some rollers. That would
rollers
be fun.
Would be real pretty out there.
Yeah, I like this. Okay. Yeah, it was... There was just a lot to be
had. Just put a 100-foot GoPro from above here.
Like, we stopped by, I will tell you this, and I probably shouldn't say this, although, again, we don't have a giant audience, so for the seven of you listening to us live on Instagram right now, and I know three of us are friendlies. I parked in front of the Sphere for like 5 or 10 minutes. Security just watched me. They didn't give a shit. Like, I took all kinds of video and pictures. It was, that thing is ridiculous, by the way. Side note. It's just stupid.
Hopefully they're smart and they want you to take pictures in front of it, so you'll post them on your social medias and then more people will come and
I feel like it's something they let people do now. Tickets. Yeah, I think they'll let people do it now while they're still struggling to sell the end of those tickets. So yeah, anyway. All right.
I go see Taylor Swift there, but not you too.
Would you now? Are you a big Swiftie? Do we need to talk about this?
I'm kind of coming around as a Swiftie. Like, all her new stuff, I really like. I don't really be a fan of her old country stuff. Like, when Kanye, like, punked her out, I wasn't really a fan of her stuff. But, you know, she's kind of grown up since then.
Did I switch to a different podcast?
You know what? You leave him alone, because I'm going to... I got my nickel back.
I've got Creed, Two Life Crew, Vanilla Ice, and Taylor
Swift.
We've
talked about Creed. Yes. Yeah, we've talked about Creed. Creed's a problem. And now they're touring again.
Yeah, and I noticed that I've been posting Creed songs every once in a while to sneak something in to see if people are paying attention, to see if I get hate. And all I've noticed is more Creed songs.
Thank you.
My age is like, oh yeah, screw those people who hated Creed.
I don't think anybody really has. Like, I don't hate Creed. I just think Scott Stapp owes me money. That's all. Like, he just owes me money from that concert.
Concert Blink 82.
Tickets
for that thing are like $400 to $700.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Same here.
Have I not shared the Creed story though? I mean, I can't imagine why I would have. It's not exactly off-road related, but yeah,
you should make your sacrifice and tell us the story.
I will. My sacrifice is good Lord. All right. So the concert that ended Creed in Chicago, I was there. No, I don't want to, because he still owes me $250 and I don't want to pay for the airfare. We were at that concert, me and my friend. I was actually texted with him earlier today. And we paid for parking and merch and everything else. And then he just came out like he was absolutely wasted. And substance abuse is a big problem. And I get all that, but you owe me money. Like, it was a bad deal. Like, at one point, Mark Tremonti stops the concert and he's just like, I'm sorry, everybody. I don't know what's going on with Scott. Then they tried to file a class action lawsuit. And then we all got an email telling us that we should be thankful that we were part of rock and roll history. So
that's amazing.
That is why I will not pay to go see Scott Stapp and Creed on their reunion tour, because I hold a grudge 20 years later.
Wow.
That's funny.
That's a great story.
More defined as history is more as like drunk bar talk. I don't know.
It should be. I mean,
history might be stretching it.
That's fair enough. I get that.
Yeah, history might be stretching.
All right. So Pope Randy, you guys are going out towards the end of EGS, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We have only one Jeep and I'm not willing to walk trails for 10 days straight.
So, you don't think your legs could take it then, huh?
No, I'm my knees and my legs are just not going to do
it. He killed it at Winter 4x4. I mean, we were there for 10 days and he like seriously was a trooper.
Yeah.
And I'm not expecting him to like do it again.
But it was,
and we'd rather save PTO time for another trip since he's not going to be. As soon as we get Misfit back, we want to be gone as much as possible. So
We're going to go to other states for once.
Yeah, we're going to leave Utah somehow.
Like, are you? Like,
all these people keep coming to see us, and we're going to go see them for once. It's going to be nice.
Yeah, we have a few trips planned.
Yeah, so we're going to go to Colorado again. Last time we went to Colorado, Jim broke about Grand Junction and didn't make it.
Grand Junction is like the black hole for 4x4s. I don't know what that is. They don't have any shops.
Were we in Montrose or you?
The only time we've gone to do the like Ure Trails, Jem broke. Misfit was down and we drove Jem by herself and she broke in. We spent 2 days in the Montrose parking lot at Holiday Inn. It was amazing. Gosh. It was one of the coolest trips ever. Just kidding. Yeah. So we're going to do Colorado again, and we're going to get out to California too. So, and hopefully we can get down to Arizona. We're going to try to get out of state because now we have a truck. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be a lot easier to do those kind of things.
Yeah. Alyssa, Jen's real keen on going to Arizona this year. So I think that's probably going
to
happen.
Oh, dude, she needs to go see, Judd, or what was that trail's name? Can't remember. There's some scary stuff out there that's super duper flexy.
I'm excited.
Yeah, that's way down there. That sounds exactly like the stuff that Jen wants to go on. What the hell's wrong with you? You should know better by that by this point.
Oh, I thought you said Jen.
No.
Now, Jen wants to do like Judgment Day, and there's a couple of things down there that I have my eyeballs on. I'm like down, but we'll go do something like a little less crazy so that Alyssa can come. Like, we're going to go play.
Yeah,
we'll do so. We like all the things, but I want to go like think I'm gonna die at least a little bit for some part of the time.
Mm-hmm. That's how it is.
Yeah.
If you don't feel like we've gambled our lives,
I have a good time. We have very different ideas of what we consider successful wheeling trips are. I gotta tell you.
It's called type 2 fun. It's kind of it's type 2 fun. If it's like kind of terrifying in the time, but then when I get home and I'm like, oh my gosh, that was so much fun.
That's awesome. What happened? We lost our Instagram feed. I'm sorry.
Oh, you guys.
Okay. All right. That's all right. So yeah, next time. anyway, back to, we were talking about EGS. The next time that, after you guys come back, I know I mentioned in the chat, like, we need to get some good video of the concepts because I want to do a whole show where we just talk about the concept vehicles from history, you know, like historical. They've got, 20 years of doing these concept vehicles that we have, like, pictures of?
Yeah. I have a rough idea which one's my favorite. You won't the be new ones surprised.
The 2024?
No, I haven't even heard about the new ones for 2024 yet.
Okay.
But in EJS past, I know which one is my favorite, and I'm not telling you right now. You have to wait till that episode.
I thought about sharing that.
It's a teaser.
It's like I don't want to share it yet. Like I have a favorite too. Like I have one.
Plus, I don't want you guys to steal mine, so I'm not telling you what it is.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that's good. Yeah.
2016.
Oh no, mine's 2011.
For concept?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And she's like, how the fuck do you know anything before 2020, Pope?
I think mine's 2006.
Oh, I loved the concept.
It's because of the video game called Forza.
Ah. That tells me a lot. That does. Yep. It tells Jen more than it tells me, which is hilarious to me.
So. Jen would probably be like, oh, okay, I know what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah, she's... I fear about Jen's violence sometimes. Like, she really likes the Grand Theft Auto, and the Forza is game. Just kind of a practice for her driving for Grand Theft Auto.
I mean, it's a game that has, like, all the options of real life in it.
All the options.
Yeah.
Those are real options. Now, you won't take them normally, but they are options. Like, you could, like, go shoot up a place and then run from the cops for... as long as you want. It's just not a... most people don't do that.
There is an off-road... is that what it's called? Yeah, I'll download it and give it a try. It's called Expeditions. It's on Steam.
I haven't tried it.
And let's see here.
Steam?
I'm sure.
A computer nerd thing.
Don't say that, because you just dated yourself so hard, man.
I don't know what it is either.
All day, every day, and I have no idea.
Okay, well, in that case, then I just feel like I just know it because of Jen.
I would tell you that the Microsoft Game Store and things like it ripped off this idea.
Oh, that's pretty sick.
These guys have been doing this video game downloading and selling thing where it's all in one place for a client for years.
That's kind of cool.
That does look fun.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like, you can customize the vehicles. Like, I mean, it's kind of neat.
Matt's off-road recovery on steroids.
Essentially, yeah.
Dude, he should make a video game. Matt, that's an idea I've given you for free.
I just want to have royalties.
We just want a little bit of royalty.
Actually, it would be kind of
I just want my Jeep in it. Angles. That's all I want. Just put my Jeep in it. I don't even want royalties.
Different angles, and you could buy
royalties for my Jeep.
You could break wench lines and stuff. It would be pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think there's some value in these kinds of games in the same way that I think kids who grew up on auto driving games have a little bit better driving ability when they, when they actually get behind the wheel of a car.
Thank you for showing this. I don't have much time spare anyway. Now I'm definitely not going to have any time. But I'm looking at this like, okay, what is it?
It actually, here's the problem is now is I wasn't convinced of it before, and now we've been talking about it for a few minutes, and now I'm here for it. So
I wonder if it works with my steering wheel.
Like, pretty close to, like, can you pick a trail? Like, can you say, all right, I want to do
This Moab is all 100%. You know what? I don't know. Like, if you could pick like a specific trail in Moab that you wanted to do and kind of like pre-run it.
That's what's missing in our world.
That would be
interesting.
Like, that's they have really Forza Horizons, but the concept is basically you're driving around racing whatever cars you get.
There's that guy in Hawaii.
There's the guy in Hawaii.
That's him, right there.
Yeah, well, see, here's the thing, is if he had done something like this, instead of actually driving off a cliff, he would be in a better position.
He could be in a better one.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, I'll have to give this a try and then report back. If I try this as the trailhead, that's a business expense, right?
Sure.
For tax purposes?
Okay, cool. Yeah, we've talked about it on the show. It's officially a business purpose now.
All right, cool. Awesome. Here we are.
It would be cool if you could, like, literally sit in one of those cage things like they have for Forza and, like, pre-run a trail. I would totally do that. That would be sick.
I feel like we talked about that, right? Like, with the, what was it, the AI stuff or something?
They did it at King of the Hammers. They had the actual trails from King of the Hammers that you could drive with the racing sim. And ever since that day, I've been playing with my racing steering wheel and pedals for playing Forza and other off-road games, trying to get myself some wheeling experience. There's nothing like actually being tilty and having the
drive. No, it's
there's nothing like it, you know? I'm like, oh, cool. I'm like beating up my friend's avatars on Forza. Fun. I'm also don't even play this version of the game anymore because they've all moved on in their Xbox world.
Yeah. I mean, there was, and that's another part we got to talk about the electric vehicle thing at some point. I was talking with Todd from Trails Off Road, and he was talking about the sensory part of it. And he had tried one of the 4XEs, and you don't get the same kind of engine feel and grab when you're trying to do it like that growl and that kind of feedback that you're getting. And it's the same thing with these games. It's like, they're cool to kind of get a feel for the terrain. It's kind of looking at Google Maps before you go someplace. Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually surprised they actually understand how to tune the shocks. I understand what the hell things are doing with the alignment and the way your air pressure is doing and stuff. Whereas before I started Jeeping, I was playing Forza. I'm like, I don't care. Give me whatever says it goes the fastest. And I keep trying one till I can drive it. And now I'm like making my own little tunes a little bit. But it's not the same as real life. I just miss driving so bad.
Yeah. Aw, poor Pope. I feel just as bad as you. Yeah, I'm in the same place. I want to give you more shit, but I feel like I've been away from dirt for far too long. So,
At this point, I would drive my Jeep in any city. I don't care. Go park me in front of a mural.
I know, right? That's why I kept driving it. I'm just like, I just got to keep going. Like, I may as well just have a good time with it. Till
I've never, ever taken a picture in front of a mural, but I'm ready to park Misfit in front of a mural. I don't care.
Just do it. You're an Instagram whore like the rest of us. Just do it.
I have standards.
No, you don't.
It has to be a snowbank in my driveway for me to park on it.
Oh, I've got a giant one out in front of my house from all this snow.
I bet you do.
We live in a court, too, so they pile it all up and went, it's going to be a good time. And we live next to the HOA president, and I'm sure she's going to hate me doing stuff to it, so it's going to be fun.
Does she like you now?
No, so I don't really. It's I'm not losing anything in this transaction. But no, shut up. Hey, Pat. Hey, Alan. I love you guys. Yeah.
We once lived in a community where the HOA president put a speed bump right after their driveway, so it was in front of their house, so you had to slow down. but it was after their driveway, so they didn't have to hit it.
Punks.
It's good to be king, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like it's funny how big these people think they are in their little town, home, kingdom.
You know what? Do you know how miserable it is for somebody to be the town home like
HOA person? President?
They deserve it.
They brought it on themselves.
Kill myself, Brady. Like,
this neighborhood.
You know what? It's a miserable, like, thankless job. Like, you know what? She could put the speed bump after it. I was like, if that gives her some sort of sense.
I mean,
of
seriously, they
got to
deal with
for.
People like me. Like, I had to complain about a tree that was blocking the view because. When I started driving Jen's car, I suddenly realized that she has a completely different field of vision and they put all these new trees in. I'm like, you can't see the turn here. How have you been doing this? Like, I don't know.
I just haven't got hit yet.
All right. Well, we're not talking about HOAs. I feel like we should probably.
Yeah, we're probably good.
We should probably call it a day. So if those of you who have not been paying attention, we are going to be moving our live shows to to Mondays from Fridays. It's just going to be easier for all of us to actually be here, except Jason. I don't know why. we'll keep doing the live shows on Monday, give people something to look forward to, including ourselves. So, all right, cool. You guys got anything left? We'll do the round table. Ryan, since you're shaking your head, are you an easy pass?
What's that?
Do you got anything left to add for the day?
No,
are you done?
I'm good. I was going to say, have fun on EJS, but I'm gonna. You guys are leaving later in the week, so we'll talk before that. But
That's what's actually kind of cool about this new schedule is we're going to go to EJS
Tuesday.
On next Tuesday, we'll actually still be home on Monday for the show, so we won't miss it.
That's awesome. Yeah. And hopefully I'll start to get some I know we're going to have lots of people that we know in EJS. So I'll try to get a bunch of clips and stuff ready to go. You know, actually, I got all those clips ready to go for Heavy D and his Tesla. We'll talk about that next time.
Oh, yeah. That's a fun topic. That Tesla has been crazy.
Yeah.
So by the time our show airs with that stuff, it'll be like a great time to refresh people's memories. It'll be,
Yeah. Well, and I think I had a lot of the vertical videos, so I'm waiting for him to post all the stuff that he was obviously taking the last few days there. So,
yeah, he's going to post that soon.
Ryan, Alyssa, are you guys familiar with the Cybertruck?
No footage too.
I saw someone on the internet said that someone finally built the car that we all used to drive in kindergarten.
Yeah, it's the Lego I built.
In reality, they were driving it on the sand dunes out there too.
They were.
I mean, it has paddle tires on it, so it was set up like a sand rail.
It's so Mad Max.
It is so Mad Max. It looks like the end of the earth.
I mean, it's cool. The track version is really cool until they broke it. But yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about more. I think we can make a whole show of it. Plus, I'll be able to get probably other video from his YouTube video. So
The snow tracks were cool. It was just really neat that he's out there doing that. He built that, I don't know what a lot of the details of the build, but I do know that for that particular event, they set it up to kick butt in the dunes.
They
really wanted it. That was like ass and butt at the same time. I couldn't.
Fine.
They set it up to do really awesome in the dunes. It has the great stuff. I don't know I haven't heard any actual reviews of how it felt inside of it, but it looks like it's fun.
Yeah, and I think he's just trying to break it. Like, I think he's trying to do stuff that people haven't done with it because nobody's done anything with it yet. Mm-hmm. And so the videos of it breaking, you know, when he puts those tracks on, it's really kind of, you know, inflammatory. But in the same breath, hey, you're putting tracks on the Cybertruck for the first time.
Yeah, it wasn't designed to do that.
No, exactly. You're going to break something until you find
out. And it wasn't designed to be in Sand Hollow, really, either. But it also goes to show one of the other things is that it doesn't, like, you, we all talk crap about that Cybertruck that got stuck trying to cut a Christmas tree, right?
Yeah.
It depends on who the driver is. It wasn't that the guy was driving a Cybertruck that caused him to get stuck where he did. It was the human being behind the wheel. And Dave Sparks is obviously knows how to drive these things in different terrains. He's got the Brodozer, which I'm extremely jealous of.
He's got a bunch of really cool vehicles.
He's got a lot of cool vehicles, and he knows what he's doing out there, and he can take that Cybertruck, and he's not putting it in stupid places that it can't do stuff. He's putting it in places where it's going to do well, and
he's
looks
not putting
cool.
it in illegal places. He's,
he's not putting it in illegal places. He's being a good steward, exactly, yeah. And it's just one of those things I like about that truck. It was impressive to see what it can do.
I was going to say, it's the 80-20 rule. It's 80% driver and 20% rig, so...
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We've watched guys in rigs and gals in rigs that are 33s, and you never think making up stuff that you never imagined because they know their vehicle. And then you got the flip side of it, guys on 40s that don't have a clue to what they're doing. So,
no,
absolutely.
Yep. All right. Alyssa, any parting thoughts on the Easter Jeep Safari that you will not be attending?
No, just that I have FOMO. I went to one a couple years ago, and it, I don't know, it was fun. Like you said, like everyone, it's just like a big meetup for everyone. So it was really cool meeting people in person and spotting cars, and yeah, it was way more.
We usually see
thing.
Forerunners and Tacomas out there anyway.
I was gonna say there's a lot of Toyotas out there too. Like that was also really cool running into them. Like normally,
I think the community is pretty agnostic, even though it's
in general we are, and I feel like Moab's terrain really lends towards lots of different types of vehicles. Like you can bring lots of different types of vehicles out there and have a great time on there.
We frequently see
Tacomas and 4Runners on the trails we do out there. It's not unusual.
If you talk about dating myself earlier, I'm going to date myself now. First time I went to Moab was 99. I had a full-size Chevy extended cab on 35. I was 16, 17, and the shit. I was so excited. We left Gunnison, drove to Montrose, Grand Junction, and got on the interstate. You couldn't knock us down from our pedestal. Pulled off the exit at nighttime. Got in the line of cars, still the biggest rig. I was super excited until I got my doors blown off by a Cummins running tires that I 42s, whatever he was running. Blew my doors off like I was standing still running black smoke all the way down the highway. You never talked about some 17-year-old kids that just rolled up the window, turned down the music, and just, all right, well.
That's that piece of humble pie right before you got into town. You probably needed it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
The first remembrance of Moab, I didn't even make it into town.
That sounds about right. More of us have stories like that than we're willing to admit. Yep.
I have a lot of stories of Vegas like that where we don't make it.
Yeah. Those are off-air stories. Man. Yeah, those are off our stories. Those are not for public consumption. Those are hangover stories. All right. Yeah.
My life before Randy was like the hangover. It was like the movie every day.
All like right.
We woke up.
Are there any pending arrest warrants?
Shit.
Is there a reason why you live in Utah that legal like for legal purposes?
No, I would actually prefer not to live in northern Utah if I could help it.
Okay. Just check in.
There's things that we did that we couldn't even believe. We couldn't even tell people, but there was no evidence. So, like, we just did it for fun, not to be famous.
Yeah,
it's a whole different story now.
Oh, I'm so glad that my 20s were when they were. There wasn't smartphones and stuff. There's no documentation of me being stupid.
No,
nobody knows. Nobody's gonna know.
So,
nobody knows.
Nope.
So I've done a bad thing. I had a bunch of Hi8 tapes. In a bag. I've had them for.
You're not supposed to put the receipts on digital. You're not supposed to do that. What's wrong with you?
I wouldn't got them digitized. I've not got them back.
No.
I pissed off my high school class when I digitized Oklahoma. I know. You're not supposed to do that shit. Yep.
Content for a long time.
That's awesome. All right. Well, let's get out of here. Parting shots. Hope, Randy, you got anything else that you want to add before we go?
Nope. Just super excited to get Jem back, ready to go see what... I'm excited to have him be my concierge again. It's going to be fun.
Anything Randy needs, I got the hookup.
There you go. I expect that next week, hear me. With the exception of Ryan, I expect that next week we will all have pictures or video of us being out on the trail someplace in a Jeep or at least a vehicle that we like.
Ryan will have pictures like next to his Jeep while he's working on it.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that's suitable. And again,
it's part of the off-road community. It's not, it's like Randy and I hate it, but we don't, we obviously respect everybody who does. And according to my survey, 80% of the people in the off-road community are not useless. And we fall into the 20% who are.
Yep, I definitely fall into the 20%. Yep. Hey.
You want it? It's got to get fixed.
So we'll take that as your before picture. Yeah. All right.
That's what he jerked off earlier.
Yeah. It wasn't as smooth as I thought it was going to be.
No, it's going to chafe.
Never mind. Yep.
All right, let's get out of here. To everybody,
cheers, everyone.
Finish your drinks. Yep.
Happy Monday. We'll see you next time.
Happy Monday. We'll see you guys next time at the Trailhead. Good night, everybody.
Yeah.
Night.